1-800-580-2372. The Canadian Association for People-Centered Health is a grassroots organization dedicated to finding a way for people to have a say in healthcare reform. They've sponsored a patient-centered health challenge, and the challenge is a contest which has solicited ideas for health reform, all of which are intended to help make the system more responsive to patients. The winners, the finalists were announced on May the 11th, 2007, and there will be a couple of them will be our guests in a few moments. And I'm also pleased to introduce Dr. Vaughn Glover, who is the founder of the Canadian Association of People-Centered Health. And welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
I wanted to ask you the specific goals of the contest. What were the rules? What were people advised when they wanted to prepare something and present it?
Well, Barry, the Canadian Association for People-Centered Health has had a young history, and it was a very exciting day on Friday. These finalists were exceptional. And really, we have a number of mandates, number of things, goals we're trying to achieve. First of all, we wanted to research, design, and share ideas on how the system could be more responsive to the needs of the people. But we also had a goal. We wanted to be a voice for the people, but also to give the people a voice. And people-centered, and it's a great day to be, have people-centered on here. One of our board members just a couple of weeks said, you know, people-centered is getting like motherhood, and what a great day for this. It's like motherhood to healthcare. Who can disagree with designing the system around the client or the consumer? So anyway, we decided to fulfill our goals of researching, designing, and sharing, but also to give people a voice, we would run this challenge. And we put out the proposal, and we asked people for their ideas on how the system could be more responsive to their needs. We ended up with 45 proposals, 3,500-word proposals that were submitted, and they had to be in by the end of the 2006, January 1st, 2007. And then we had a panel, an esteemed panel of judges, who I want to take a moment and say thank you to, because they truly have pioneered something here, and we really appreciate it. They were the judges were Senator Hugh Siegel, they were Dr. Brian Hennen, Mary Ellen Jeans, Dr. John Hilton, Anton Hart, the Honorable Elner Kaplan, and Major General Lise Mathieu, retired. And Lise Mathieu was the one that headed up the judging panel. But together, they filtered down the 45 proposals to where we had five finalists. And quite frankly, when you get 45 proposals, it's difficult to interpret what they mean. They're only words. It's only an academic procedure. But Friday was so exciting because we finally got to meet the people behind. And the interesting part was as well, we're a national organization. We want to reach out to all Canadians. And it could not have worked out better because all the people, there were no names attached with any of the proposals. The judges had no idea who was submitting them. They just went strictly on the ideas. When they announced the finalists, we had Bahram Antia from Vancouver. We had Vin Vandewarp from Alberta. We had two nursing students who you're going to speak with in just a few minutes, Dina Klein and Aaron Rudin from Regina, Saskatchewan. We had Dr. Pippa Hall from Ottawa. And we had Diane McCormick from New Brunswick. We went right across the country. It was wonderful. And they presented on Friday before this panel of judges, and it was incredible. They were passionate. They were articulate. They truly care. And we learned so many things because there are no wrongs when people talk about ideas that would make the system better for them. It may not be right for everyone, but when they're sincere and speak from the heart, it truly was a wonderful day. And it's what we're all about. And so we're ready to move on. You know, it's an exciting time.
Now, what were some of the proposals? What were some of the topics that these finalists presented?
Well, the proposals, for instance, now there was the first place award was awarded to Bahram Antia, and Bahram is going to be on with us. Mm-hmm. And his proposal, he works with Canada Health Infoways, has for I think over 15 years. But his proposal was on the Canadian healthcare system, a 2020 vision. So really on electronic health records and how to make them personal and how people can own and take responsibility through health, through information. The second place award went to Vin Vandewarp, and it was a $5,000 award. And his paper was on a framework toward people-centered healthcare, which was really dealing with the business of healthcare, which a lot of the people don't like to talk about. But, you know, it's how would you finance this? How could you be more creative so that it would be more receptive to people? The third place award went to Dr. Pippa Hall, and that was her paper was on Learn Together, Work Together, and Change Together. And it was a magnificent idea of taking the community, really, if I could put it in a nutshell, community and how the community can work with people and make it better. And then finally, the student proposal, there was a $5,000 award put up by Anton Hart. So we had $22,500 in awards. So we're going to get more people I know applying the next time around. It was hard to get the word out this time. But there were Deanna Klein and Aaron Rudin. They submitted a proposal on health professionals in school setting. And honestly, my heart was with them. They truly presented a meaningful presentation. So it was quite exciting. It covered the whole gamut of where we are.
Now, how were the merits of each proposal determined? That is, how did the judges go about deciding which ones out of all the 45 papers
the criteria actually are on our website, and I'm not going to take the time to go through the criteria, but essentially, we have six principles in the Canadian Association for People-Centered Health. We put forward six principles for patient-centered care. And they are individuality, responsibility, the fact that everyone has a right to information, they have a right to know all their options and to make choices, they have a right to personally define quality, and then the big one, I think, is reality. We have to start to build on reality. Mm-hmm. And that was part of what they based things on. But they had a number of criteria. It's very difficult. It's very interesting. If you look at all the stakeholders, they all have proposed to be people-centered. The OMA just put out a thing. One of their principles is people-centered. But what does it mean? And all of these organizations and all government organizations ask people for input into the system. But what we discovered is that there's no process for listening to the input. Like when I entered submitted to a request for grassroots input 12 years ago, I was told that my ideas, unless they would win the next election, would not see the light of day. Now, a lot of these ideas would not win an election because they wouldn't win a public opinion poll, but they're right for the people. So what's wrong with a system addressing the needs of the people rather than everyone? You know, it's got to be more flexible. That's what's coming out of it. So we get into all these things. So what we've developed is a process for designing this. And quite frankly, the judges had an incredible task.
When we come back, and by the way, Vaughn, you know, when you talk about rational approaches to things, that's sort of the antithesis to the way governments work, which is part of the problem. So in dealing with rationality, we're going to be speaking to Bairam Antia, Aaron Rutten, and Deanna Klein in just a few moments after the break. I want to find out what their views are with regards to the areas that they've proposed, get a bit of background for them to provide to you, and have a bit more discussion about it. You're listening to Sunday House Call. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.